Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Deja vu all over again might be an appropriate theme for this report with State Ag Commissioner James Comer. Last year, about this time, in his first full year in office after his election, he was out on the trail trying to revitalize interest in and fundraising from those unique farm truck license plates.
I learned real quick when I first got into office there was a severe breakdown in communication between the Department of Agriculture and the stakeholders in this process, the stakeholders being the clerks, the 4-H and the FFA, as to how much money was coming in, what percentage was supposed to go to the 4-H and FFA. So we made it very clear that that money will be transparent. We will split it evenly between the FFA, the 4-H, and Kentucky Proud.
He's been on a bit of a public relations blitz, visiting many county clerks' offices, re-explaining the program, asking for their support, as farm tags versus those for regular vehicles are up for renewal at this particular time of year.
They come due in March, so people are starting to get their bills now. The majority of farm tags are renewed the first 2 weeks of March, but they start from now until March the 31st. Unlike a personal vehicle, which your personal vehicle comes due the month of your birthday.
He feels the fundraising impact of the farm tag program can be far stronger than it's been in recent years. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back with Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer, he feels that going on the road with that farm license tag PR effort in recent weeks will make a difference, helping boost revenues for 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud.
I think so. In talking to the clerks, when we go in and we were doing the photo opportunity with the clerks in the different counties, they said, you know, we were to the point that we weren't even asking for the donation anymore because we had no idea where the money was going. But since you've come in office, you've sent us a breakdown of how much each county contributes, what percentage of the farmers opt in and make the donation. We know from the money that comes back to the local communities because the 4-H and FFA are communicating with us and thanking us for helping them raise money. So now it seems like everyone's on board, and hopefully we can significantly increase the amount of money that comes back to support our local 4-H and FFAers.
State Ag Commissioner James Comer. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.